Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Light creeps into the room, framing the edges of the curtains in a yellow sunlight. Mandy Strasberg slowly awakens. It's a Saturday, she realizes, but that realization doesn't fill her with the normal feelings of happiness. Instead, she feels dread. No, not dread. Foreboding? No, that's too much. What do I feel? Indifference? Boredom? Apathy? Instead, she feels apathetic, which means she doesn't really care that it's Saturday. For one thing, her best friend Liz is away for the weekend. And for another...
Oh, you're awake. Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Mom.
I'm about to leave for the women's retreat. We'll be at the Timothy Center.
Okay.
Are you sure you don't want to come? I really wish you would. It's about prayer. Maybe it'll help.
No, thanks.
All right. I'll be home around 5. So what are you going to do today?
I don't know. Hang out, I guess. Did you talk to Dad?
He called last night after you went to bed. He and David arrived safe and sound in Chicago.
Good.
Mandy, I wish you didn't look so unhappy.
I'm fine, Mom. Really.
Oh, that's Elaine. I gotta go. But we'll talk tonight.
Sure.
I'll see you later.
Mandy watches her mother leave. She wonders what they have to talk about. What is there to say? Her mother and father have separated. And her father has accepted a new job in Chicago and taken her brother David along with him. End of discussion. There's nothing to say, not to her mother or to anyone. Life is what it is.
What if your kids could spend 2 weeks in Odyssey? They can with a 2-week free trial in the Adventures in Odyssey Club, a place for 8 to 12-year-olds and their families to explore endless character-building and faith-filled adventures in an online club. Find over 800 Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas, plus exclusive member episodes, video content, online activities, devotionals, and more. Start your 2-week free trial today. Just go to aioclub.org/free trial. It might become your kid's new favorite place.
Good morning, Elaine.
Hi, are you ready?
I am.
I'm glad you're coming, Rachel. I was so afraid you'd bail out at the last minute.
Really? Why would I do that? I'm looking forward to this.
Good. Are you all right?
Well, sure. Why?
Well, Stephen left for Chicago last night, didn't he?
That's right.
Then you shouldn't be all right, should you? I mean, I'd be a basket case. Why aren't you a basket case?
Because I'm resigned to what's happened. We've made up our minds. Stephen took the job in Chicago. But I don't want to talk about that, Elaine.
Oh.
I want to go to this retreat and learn about prayer.
Okay.
That's why we're going, right?
Right. That's why we're going.
David, come on. We're going to be late.
Okay, Dad. I'm coming. I'm brushing my teeth.
You've been in there for ages. I'm ready to believe you're stalling.
I want to look good. Is that bad?
We're going to look at houses, not candidates for your next date.
One never knows.
Funny. You don't look any different. Do you brush your hair anymore?
Dad, it took me 10 minutes to get this bedhead look.
Nice.
Have you ever noticed how hotel toothpaste tastes like somebody squeezed the juice out of an air freshener and put it in a tube?
Can we go now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where are my shoes?
You are stalling. They're right next to the window.
Oh, thanks.
David, seriously, why are you stalling?
Seriously, Dad, why would I stall? It's just you and me in Chicago looking for a new place to live. Why would that be a problem?
Oh, come on.
Mandy pedals her bike hard and fast, not sure of where she's going, not sure if she cares. It's a beautiful morning, and suddenly, she feels energetic, even good. And all she wants to do is fly away. Oh, no. Oh, so much for that.
Mandy?
Oh, hi, Connie. Is everything okay? I got a flat.
Did you have a spare in the trunk?
I wish.
Well, I'm on my way to open up Witt's End. Hey, Witt keeps a tire pump in the workshop, and I think he has some of those patchy thingies, too.
Maybe I'll just walk it home.
Don't be silly. Witt's End's a lot closer. Come on.
Okay, I guess.
Besides, I haven't seen you in ages. Where have you been?
Around.
Around where? You haven't been to Witt's End in a long time. At least not while I've been working. Are you avoiding me for some reason?
No.
Well, then who are you avoiding?
I'm not avoiding anyone.
Whoa, hey, I was just joking.
Sorry. I've just been, you know.
You've just been what? Oh, it's after 9. I'm late. The kids will be waiting at the door.
Isn't Mr. Whitaker there?
No, he's away on business.
Oh, well, you go on ahead. I don't want to hold you up.
Okay, but you come, promise?
Yeah, I promise. Unless this tire fills up with air all by itself. And so Connie rushes ahead towards Witt's End, while Mandy searches her brain for an excuse not to go. She really doesn't want to be there. She doesn't want to answer any questions about her parents or herself. She just wants to fly away. But that's hard to do when your wing has, gone flat. Okay, I know it's a mixed metaphor, but what do you want?
Okay, ladies, here's another thing I need to say about prayer. It isn't something that we should compartmentalize, tucking it away in a corner of our lives, kind of like a hobby. When the Apostle Paul talks about praying without ceasing, he means that literally. But does he mean that we're on our knees 24 hours a day, or that we can't have families or jobs or get involved in other things? Of course not. But part of having the mind of Christ is to have a constant attitude of prayer. It becomes the default for how we think, a motivator for how we act. It's the thing that brings our day together. All of our activities, all our relationships, they should all be bound up in prayer. Let me ask you this. Are you having problems with your kids? Well, make it a point to stop and pray with them. Are you feeling distant from your husband? Pray with him. I can assure you that couples who pray together can weather the storms in marriage better than those who don't. Or just the opposite. If you don't pray together, the chances are much greater that you'll drift apart. It becomes all too
Excuse
easy.
Me, Elaine.
It gets so
What's wrong, Rachel?
To stop focusing on the sacrificial part of marriage. The things that get marriages and relationships through those tough times. Prayer reminds us of our relationship with God and with each other.
Drink?
Oh, thanks.
Did the patch kit work?
Please tell Mr. Whitaker thanks for me. I'll pay him back.
You don't have to. He keeps a ton of that stuff around for the kids, just in case.
Oh, thanks anyway.
After my parents split up, I tried to escape, too.
Escape?
Yeah. That's what you're doing, right?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, for example, I burned up tons of emotional energy trying to cope with my parents' separation. I mean, it's not like I could do anything to change their minds. I felt so helpless. And feeling helpless takes up a lot of energy, you know?
Kinda.
So they split up, and I was worn out. So I tried to escape. To give my feelings a chance to get better. I didn't want to see anybody. I didn't want to do anything. I just kept to myself and tried to keep hopeful.
Keep hopeful about what?
The future.
Why? It's not like hoping would bring them back together, right?
Oh, I was resigned to the fact that they wouldn't get back together. I just hoped that I wouldn't let their relationship ruin my relationship with them, or with anyone else.
And what happened?
I got on with my life and did my best.
Oh.
Mandy, resignation's not the same as acceptance. You don't have to like what's happening.
That's good.
But I know what it's like to try to find the balance between what you feel deep inside and not saying or doing anything that would upset your mom or your dad. They're in pain, too. And people don't think straight when they're in pain.
Sure. There. Good as new.
Great.
Well, I guess I'll see you later. Thanks.
Mandy, after I became a Christian, I learned how to turn resignation into trust.
Trust in what?
In who? Trust in God. I had to learn that God isn't surprised by any of this. He's right in the middle of it. I mean, it's not like he's gone out to lunch or anything. He knows how much this hurts you. He's with you. And even though none of this may turn out the way you want it to, he hasn't abandoned you.
Uh-huh.
You're not hearing a word I'm saying, are you?
I am. Really.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll see you later, Connie, and thanks again.
Right. Bye!
And so Mandy pedals away, freedom beckoning her in the wind itself. The very clouds call her name. Oh, great.
Thanks for meeting me on a Saturday, Mr.
Connolly. But you can call me Ron. And, hey, a real estate agent's life is 24/7, if you know what I mean. And you must be Dan.
Dave, yeah.
Oh, glad you could join us.
Dad wouldn't let me go to a movie.
So, where do we start?
Well, I got a little confused about the family details. How many of you are there?
Four. But I need a place for just two of us. Two bedrooms.
Right.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Maybe I should make it three for when my daughter comes to visit.
And Mom.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to want to come and visit, son.
You're divorced?
My wife and I are separated, yeah.
Well, same difference, if you know what I mean, right?
I don't.
Oh, well, most separated couples, they wind up divorcing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's the thing. You gotta... When my last wife and I separated, it was a mess. But, yeah, we knew it was over. You know, otherwise, why separate? It's a lot of trouble if you're not going to divorce.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, no offense, but as a real estate agent, I see it all firsthand. You know, if a guy goes to all the trouble of moving out and finding a new place, he's probably decided the marriage is over.
Yeah, well, I haven't decided that.
Really?
I haven't.
Okay. decisions. Well, whatever you say, you know, it's your... should we look over some properties?
Now, Rachel, repeat after me. I, Rachel Metcalf.
I, Rachel Metcalf.
Take thee, Stephen.
Take thee, Stephen.
To be my lawfully wedded husband.
To be my lawfully wedded husband.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poor.
For richer, for poor.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
to love, and to cherish.
Until I decide I don't want to anymore.
Until I decide I don't want to any... What?
Until I decide I don't want...
I heard you, but that isn't how it goes.
What do you mean?
Till death do us part. That's what I'm supposed to say.
What's the point? You don't really mean it, do you?
Of course I mean it.
I really don't think so.
I do. I wouldn't be standing here if I wasn't sure.
All right. Then say it.
Till... Now, wait. I'm going to say it. Till...
Rachel.
What? Oh,
hi.
Hi, Elaine.
Are you all right? When you didn't come back to the seminar, I got worked in.
I'm okay.
Rachel, you've got to talk about it sometime.
About what?
Why did you leave the seminar?
Well, I've been thinking about what went wrong with Stephen, and I can't figure it out. It's not as if we did anything to each other. We argued. That's all. Little things, petty things. And then the pastor said it, and I realized.
Realized what?
Stephen and I stopped praying together. I hadn't really thought about it before, but that is when things changed for us. We'd always prayed together, and then somehow, we simply didn't. Not consciously. It just stopped being a habit. And we drifted apart.
The pastor said it's easy to drift when we're not connected to something solid.
Elaine, what am I doing? Why are Stephen and I doing this to ourselves? Our kids?
You don't have to, you know.
Oh, it's too late.
It's not too late. You and Stephen are Christians, Rachel, which means there's always another chance.
Is there?
The clouds are rolling in, and Mandy decides they're a challenge to her newfound sense of freedom. She will outrace them, escape the rain that wants to pour upon her day. She will be free. Let her parents split up if that's what they want to do. Let people be annoyingly sympathetic. Let God do whatever it is that God does. And let the clouds come. At this moment, Mandy feels that it's her life. The only thing in this whole mess that's hers. She's free and in control.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Okay, let's see. Nearly 2,000 square feet, 3 bedrooms upstairs, and an unfinished basement. And you see how the previous owners have turned the backyard into a nice little garden? You can put a tiki thing there. It's a great place to call home.
What do you think, David?
Home? This isn't a home, it's a house. Home is where your family lives.
Give me a break, David. I'm doing the best I can.
And this place will give you an easy commute into the city. You know, you saw the neighborhood as we came in, right? Very nice, huh?
It seems like it. What about churches?
Churches?
Yeah, how close are they? We'd like to find one as soon as we get settled.
Oh, well, I don't know. Churches weren't your profile, but I will make a note of that. Churches. So you're what? Christians?
That's right.
Oh, well, hey, my first wife was a Christian, and whoa, that made our divorce really hard, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't. What do you mean?
Oh, well, because she was a Christian, she didn't want to get the divorce. You know, they didn't used to believe in them, but now, well, I'm glad Christians have gotten more open-minded about that. People get married and they find out later that they made a mistake. Big deal. No harm, no foul. It's nice to see you guys are just like everyone else.
Just like everyone else, Dad.
Thanks, Mr. Conley. Let's go on to the next house.
Happy to. Though I should ask, how do you feel about trailer parks?
I'm waiting in the car.
My head. Ow! My leg! What happened? Where am I?
Odyssey General Hospital. You had an accident.
My bike? Did my tire blow again? Oh, my leg. What are these things?
We've strapped your leg to keep you from moving it. You were knocked down by a car. You didn't see him or he didn't see you. We don't know.
I got hit by a car?
Uh-huh. The driver's fine, but you weren't so lucky. We think your leg is broken.
Oh, no.
And you have some bruises and scratches, too. Look into the light, please.
Oh, my head hurts.
Oh, you may have a concussion. We've got to take x-rays. How do we get in touch with your parents?
My mom's at a retreat at the Timothy Center.
Does she have a cell phone?
Yeah, but it's hard to get a signal out there.
Well, we'll try anyway.
It's 555. I don't know. I always use the speed dial. 2971, maybe.
2971.
Ow!
I'd like to give you something for the pain, but we can't until we have an okay from your legal guardian.
But it hurts.
You're underage. As long as your vital signs are good, which they are, we have to wait for your parents.
But, ow, it really hurts.
Sorry. We'll do our best to find your mother. And your father?
I don't know where he is. I mean, I know where he is. He's in Chicago with my brother. They're separated. My mother and father, I mean. Which is why I don't know how to reach him. His phone number is back at the house. I'm babbling.
It's all right. You suffered a trauma.
You're telling me.
Okay, I'll be back to check on you.
Mandy realizes, sadly, that this is the first time in her life she didn't know how to get in touch with her dad when she needed him. So she sits alone in the hospital emergency room. Her leg hurts, her head hurts, and the ones she always turned to for comfort can't be found. So much for her flight of freedom. Ugh, this stinks.
I'm keeping you from the seminar, Elaine. Go back inside. I'll be all right.
How can you be all right? I'm a reckon it's not even my marriage we're talking about. Listen to me, Rachel. If you're having second thoughts about splitting up with Stephen, even the slightest doubt, then grab it. God doesn't want your marriage to end.
That's fine for me, but has he told Stephen?
Let's pray that he does. How do you know that God isn't at work right now?
Oh, my cell phone.
Oh.
I can't usually get a signal out here. Hello? Yes, this is she. Is there something wrong? What? Yes, I'll be right there. Oh, Mandy's been in an accident.
What? Is she all right?
I think so.
I'll drive you.
Just when it looked like things couldn't get worse for the Strasburg family, now all of this happens. What do you think will happen next? We've been talking about some very difficult things in Odyssey, maybe the kinds of things you're struggling with at home or at school. If you are, we'd love to help you in any way we can. Simply give us a call at 1-800-A-FAMILY. That's 1-800-232-6459. Make sure you have your parents' permission before you call. You can also write to us at Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, be sure to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called Life in the Third Person. And don't forget to visit us on the web at witsend.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Life in the Third Person was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Sound designed by Gap Digital, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Katie Lee, Vanessa Marshall, J. Karen Thomas, Robbie Rist, Fred Tatasciore, Lori Tritel, and Nathan Carlson, with Aria Curzon as Mandy. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.